You can have it all, Lord. Generosity is a decision and a habit that's not easily learned and is quickly forgotten in times of need. I believe that generosity, or lack of it, is learned at a young age. Behaviors learned in our formative years are very difficult to change, especially those negative behaviors. Have you ever learned bad habits from parents, family, or other authority figures? The Bible says the Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love, forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of their parents to the third and fourth generation. Numbers 14:18. Ouch. Four generations? That's terrible. In other words, family habits and sins can be transferred over 160 years or more. Breaking old cycles and starting new ones will be an uphill climb. But Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Matthew 19. I believe that the rich young ruler suffered from this syndrome. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." When he heard this, he became very sad because he was very wealthy. Luke 18. He obeyed all the rules and was sincerely living for God, but he'd never learned the discipline of obedient giving. Our 12 grandchildren love to go to church with us. Several of the younger ones still sit on our laps, and they listen and they eat and they dance and they doodle on my iPad. We've tried to build a safe environment that still allows them to be children but remain in the presence of God. I decided to make church a positive experience for them, bringing candies and snacks and juices and lots of cuddles and teaching them how to give to God and worship Him. When I look over and see them worshiping God between the bites of a snack, it's really beautiful. I often give them money to put in the Lord's offering. They love to give. It reminds me of the verse, "Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness." 2 Corinthians 9:10. The incredible truth about giving is that blessings come from God. He gives me the ability and favor to make money. In turn, I'm asked to give him back a portion. My grandchildren didn't earn that money, so they give it with glee. They're learning a powerful truth. If it all comes from God, why not be generous? Because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.